بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والجنة للموحدين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين الصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وبعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في محكم التنزيل بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون صدق الله العظيم If the brothers could come forward and fill up the gaps in the rows in front, it would be convenient for the brothers who are coming later on to sit behind. Come forward, fill up the gaps. முன்னால வந்து இருக்கக்கூடிய All praise and thanks be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May He shower His choicest of peace and blessings upon His beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, His family, His companions, and upon all those who tread His path till the day of Qiyam. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, in life there are moments where we have strived hard to meet our deadlines. Sometimes at workplace, at times in school, and every person in his life, he has undergone this operation where he experiences times where he doesn't taste his lunch, no tea, no dinner, no sleep, but yet end of the day he feels overjoyed because he has committed something and he has found that everything has come right. So for an example, if a person is working at an office, he has been given a deadline, he has to finish certain number of tasks, but yet he was postponing it, he was delaying it due to his negligence. But a time comes that he knows that if he is unable to perform this given task in the given time, he would be fired at times. So fearing that, what does he do? He goes one day to his workplace and he's ready to spare his lunch, his breakfast, his dinner, his sleep, his family, his children, all that for the cost of the salary which he's going to receive end of the month. Why I mention this, respected brothers, is when it comes to the affairs of this world, we are prepared to spare all these things, our worldly luxuries, our worldly needs, our necessities, our beloved ones. But when Ramadan comes, maybe in the initial stages we find the hype, you know, like we have that potential, that strength to work hard, we read a lot of Quran, we are on time to the masjid, we perform Salatul Taraweeh, we do all sorts of good deeds in the initial week of Ramadan. But no sooner a week passes or 10 days pass by, we feel that we are experiencing some laziness within ourselves. Why is it? Why is it that we don't experience that when it comes to our materialistic gains, but whereas when it comes to spiritual upliftment, when it comes to good deeds, we are very lazy? So in today's khutbah, which I would like to briefly discuss, is how could we find a solution to this problem? When we take fasting, respected brothers, in the entire Quran, which has over 6,000 verses, it is only in one verse of the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordained us to fast. That is a well-known verse, which is in Surah Al-Baqarah, where Allah says, O you who believe, fasting has been prescribed to you as it was prescribed for nations before you. This is the only verse in the Quran which asks us to fast. Out of 6,000 verses, the one and only verse. But this verse concludes with one word, which is tattakun, la'allakum tattakun, so that you may achieve piety. So this word tattakun, which is derived from the word, we know, all of us know that taqwa is God-fearing. So this, about taqwa, the Quran speaks about taqwa in more than 100 verses in the Quran. It speaks about the ordainment of fasting in one place, but when it comes to taqwa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about taqwa in more than 100 verses. In more than 100 verses. So when we take Ramadan for an example, the drug addicts, the criminals, the murderers, the grave sinners, they too observe fast during this month. they too observe fast during this month. Those who are in the prison, they too observe fast. Those people who never observe salah in their life, they too make it a point to fast during this month. Not knowing that it is only one verse ask me to fast, I am ready to observe that particular act. But yet, when we look at the other end, when you look at that same verse, the last part of that verse, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, maybe 1.5 billion Muslims could fast, but yet لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ is a factor which is observed by few Muslims around the world. All these grave sinners observe fast, but when we ask them, why don't you fear Allah? They say, no, I am weak. I am weak. That's an excuse they have. At times we Muslims too, who are innocent, who haven't committed that sort of sins, that sort of crimes, at times we have that lame excuse of saying, time to come, I will be making a change in my life. Maybe after my 40s, after my 50s, okay, then I will turn to Allah. But now I am in my youth, I am in my young age, give me time, give me some space, give me some freedom. That is how we talk. But respected brothers, bear it in mind that taqwa is mentioned in the Quran, discussed in the Quran in more than 100 verses, which is neglected by majority of the Muslims. But whereas ordainment of saum is discussed only in one verse, but 1.5 billion Muslims are ready to follow it. So why do we need to fast? All of us know, even the little ones who are in our homes know, why do you fast? We fast to achieve taqwa. So what is taqwa? What is taqwa? Generally we translate taqwa as fear of Allah, to fear Allah. But in the real sense, it could be translated as fear of Allah, but in real sense it means to be conscious of Allah in our lives. To be conscious that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching, He's looking at me at all moments in my life. This is taqwa. So 8 days have passed. What progress did I see in my personal life when it comes to my consciousness with regard to my Creator looking at me? This question is what we need to pose to ourselves after a week of fast. Have I become conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or not? Let me give you another example for this. All of us know majority of the Muslims fast. Grave sinners, criminals, as mentioned before. Imagine a criminal is locked in a room in hot summer. A refrigerator is next to him and he has cool water inside, chill cool water inside, and he's fasting. And now he's being tested with some thirst which he is unable to bear. He's alone, hot summer, in a room, he has chilled water with him, nobody is around, and he is fasting during this month. He has an option: open the fridge, get the bottle, have the water, quench his thirst. But what does that person do? I'm not talking about an average Muslim. This is a person who has committed sins and he is a distant slave from Allah. What will he tell to himself? No, I am not going to do that because my Maker is looking at me. My Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching me at this moment. I don't want to disobey His command. I don't want to break my fast. I am ready to sacrifice that water. I am ready to undergo this thirst, the cost of my life. But I am not ready to disobey Allah. Whose thought is this? This is a thought of a criminal. So we see fasting brings a spiritual change in us. It brings a spiritual change in us. When the little ones fast at home, sometimes without telling the elders, they break their fast. Why is it? Because they are not conscious of Allah. But the moment a person is grown up, he never dares to do that, even though he's living alone. Maybe there is one Muslim living in a country, he's the only Muslim there. Nobody else knows that he's a Muslim, but he knows that he has to observe fast during Ramadan. All of us would say, obviously, you're the only Muslim in that country, but yet you will be observing fast. And nobody would dare say, okay, nobody is around, nobody is looking at me, nobody knows that I am the only Muslim here. Okay, Ramadan, let me skip, let me be an ordinary person with the rest of the people. Let's have meals and enjoy. No. The moment the Ramadan is dawned, moment it comes, The doors of Shaitana, the Shaitans are chained, doors of hell are closed, paradise is open, and we see a spiritual upliftment within ourselves, even though we don't do a lot of good deeds. Even though we don't do a lot of good deeds, we feel, we have that consciousness that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching me. So respected brothers and elders in Islam, the perception which general public has, or generally we have with regard to Ramadan is, fast during the day, and pray Taraweeh during the night. That is Ramadan. So 29 to 30 days, I exercise, I do this act, and I am done with this month. So we think we have committed a big task, we have completed a big mission, a big massive task has been given by Allah to us. Alhamdulillah, we did it, we have finished the month, let's see what happens next year. That's what we generally think of. Respected brothers, we have to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for granting us this month. Generally we think about people who have passed away, who were with us last year, who are no longer there with us today. But don't forget, there are so many people around us today who are unable to fast due to their sickness. Sometimes there are so many youngsters who are hospitalized, they are unable to fast due to their sickness. They are living amongst us, but yet they are deprived of fasting during that month. So be grateful to Allah that He had given us this month. What I am trying to say is, respected brothers, remember that this phase of 29 to 30 days which has been given to Allah is an example of a training period given to an army soldier or a police. So he has a training period for around 3 to 4 months. So during his training period, take an example of an army soldier. He does shooting, it's virtual shooting, it's not real life shooting. He's going to undergo certain exercises which he would have not even thought in his life. So he'll be doing this for a phase of 3 to 4 months. And he would be shooting, but not in real life shooting. He's not going to face that scenario there. No sooner he finishes that, the 4 months period, what do the seniors do? They're not going to tell him, good job, 4 months training is over, you have done a very good job, this is a certificate, you can go home. No. The next level is, now you have to go to real life. Now you need to go to the war zone, and you need to shoot true human beings. It's not virtual shooting there. So it's a real life challenge, and you're going to meet that very soon. That's going to be the message from the seniors. So what if a person doesn't perform well in the real life, but he's doing good in his training period? Same thing with Ramadan, respected brothers. Most of us are good in performing good deeds during this month. Majority of the Muslims. Reciting Quran, Taraweeh on time, Subah on time, Salatul Asr, we at times in certain masajid we might have 3 to 4 people praying, but if that masjid has porridge distribution, we would see around 40 to 50 crowd during Ramadan. Are we crowding due to porridge, or are we coming due to that spiritual change which has come into us? So respected brothers, this is a training period which all of us are in, including myself, all of us, which we need to make use of so that we can find a true change after Ramadan. What generally we think is, the moment the Hilal for Eid is sighted, Shawwal is sighted, Alhamdulillah, we sit back and relax. Sometimes we know people who count the days. Okay, I have to fast another 21 days. Okay, how many hours more for iftar? 6 hours. Okay, let me pass the time, let me sleep, let me watch something, let me play a game. Let me spend some time in social media. This is what our youngsters think. So they want to pass time so that they don't feel the time go. No, a true believer will not look at it like that. He should feel sad when the moment the time starts to tick. Fajr is over, Dhuhr is over, Asr is over, Iftar is in the corner. Iftar has come so soon. 8 days are fast over. I never felt the time go. I never felt the days pass by. If we feel all the days are the same, it is a sign that we have not made a progress in life. A Sahabi says, tomorrow should be a better day than today. Why did he say that? Because you have made a progress. If all the days in Ramadan are the same to us, if it is not bringing about a change in our lives, it means we have not progressed at all. A month will pass and we would have just spent the time in hunger and thirst, that's it. So respected brothers and elders in Islam, Ramadan is a time that we need to get connected to our Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the other months too, we need to strive. But during this month, all the obstructions which becomes a hindrance to us from connecting to Allah, is no longer there. Shaitan is chained. All of us know that. All of us, when it comes to other days, when we talk, when we ask people to come to the masjid, they come up with excuses. But when it comes to Ramadan, you ask him to come to the masjid, most of the time he makes it a point to come to the masjid. Why is that? Shaitan is chained. He is no longer there to disturb us, to distract us from getting closer to the Maker. So how do we get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during this month? How do we get close? Fine, we read our prayers on time, we read Salatul Taraweeh, we read Quran. Good. But when you look at the order of the verses in the Quran, the verse which comes right after the verse related to sound, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِذَا سَعَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِي إِذَا دَعَانِ فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. This is the following verse of the verse related to Ramadan. What does Allah say? When my slaves ask about me, إِذَا سَعَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي, tell them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inni qareeb, I am very close to them. Ujibu da'wat al-da'i idha da'an, I answer the call of the caller when he calls me. So what is the meaning of calling Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Scholars write, it is dua. During this month of Ramadan, we have to increase the time we spend in dua. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is waiting to respond to our call. The hadith Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the dua of the person who fasts is not rejected. All of us know this dua. In another hadith, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the dua made at the time of iftar is not rejected. Two hadiths. The dua of the person who observes fast while he is fasting is readily accepted. And the other hadith, the dua made at the time of iftar is accepted, no rejection. So let us think about ourselves. Have we made it a practice during this Ramadan or the 8 days which passed? Have we increased the time we spend in dua with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Because it is a personal communication we have with Him. The moment we call Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, forgive me. It is, you're communicating with our Maker. It is a secret conversation. During Ramadan, it's the best time for us. Because most of us wake up for tahajjud, for suhoor. Most of us will perform 2 rakat of salat at that time. So why not converse with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 5 to 10 minutes. And the best part is, to converse with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no pre-requirement, or there is no condition as such, that it is wajib that you have to be in the state of wudu before making dua. No. It is open at any time. You are driving, you can make dua. رَبِّ بِنِ لِي إِنْدَكَ بَيْتًا فِي الْجَنَّةِ, O Allah, build a house for me in paradise. The short dua. What if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts that? You're driving your vehicle and you make this dua. Conversing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is what we need, respected brothers. Then we feel that we are closer to Him. Imagine a script, something was written in a foreign language. Okay, let's say Chinese. You memorize the whole thing and then you go in front of a Chinese man, you just start uttering whatever you memorized. Do you think, one is you don't know what you're saying, and the other is the person you're responding to, you're talking to, he knows what you're trying to say. But do you think that there'll be a healthy discussion between the two? No. Generally, that is our case today with Muslims. With great difficulty, we perform Salatul Taraweeh, 1 hour, 1.5 hours. But yet, what is read in Salah is Quran. What is Quran? It's a conversation between the Creator, the human being, and the Creator. what is being read is not known to the congregation. We don't know what is being read. So the moment days pass, we get tired of Taraweeh and the crowd starts to drop. So there are two ways we can communicate during Ramadan. One, open the Quran, try understanding it. Number two, if you don't have time for that, try to make time for it. Number two is that make it a point that you pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every day. At the time of iftar, it is sad to see in today's time, in some radio is being played and so many advertisements are running, commercials are going on, and it's a time when you have to raise your hands and make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are busy listening to the marketing, the advertisements. Our children are not, they don't know how to pray to Allah. When last did we cry in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, respected brothers? At least during these 8 days which have passed, did we cry one night in front of Allah? Did tears roll down our eyes fearing Allah? Did we tell, Ya Allah, forgive my sins. I have committed sins in my life. I am a sinner. There are so many sins which I have committed in my private life, even though the world doesn't know. It's between me and you, Ya Allah, forgive me. Did we ever make a dua of that nature? Respected brothers, there is time remaining. We have got approximately 21 to 22 days. Let us bring about a change. We have to bring about a change. If not, as other Ramadans, this Ramadan too would pass. Before I conclude, I would give 4 a'mal which we could practice in Ramadan, inshallah. Number one, it is to excessively to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Maybe we can't allocate time in the morning and evening, but I would request from each one of you, if we can make it a point to read the du'as after salah, after farz salat, sit for 5 minutes and complete that azkar and go. Maybe this can bring about a change in our life this Ramadan. Once Ramadan is over, we have to ask ourselves, what good deed did you bring into your life? So we can answer that question saying, okay, this Ramadan I made it a point that I read the du'as after the farz salat. It's not going to take at least 10 minutes, it's going to be 3 to 4 minutes, that's it. Let us bring that into practice. Number two, Quran says, Inna salata kanat ala al-mu'minina kitabam mawkuta. Verily salah has been prescribed to the believers at its appropriate times. Let us make it a point to pray on time. These two are simple deeds. Praying on time, whether you are at home, try as much as possible to be present in the masjid, not unable to do it. MashaAllah, we see the adhan is being broadcasted every day for 5 times salah. And we have so many mobile applications where adhan is played on time. So make it a point during this month to make it a training session where I pray on time. And I tell this to my family as well. I am not going to delay my salah. These are the two when it comes to ibadah. Generally we think taqwa is related to ibadah. Point number three is when it comes to our dealings with our fellow Muslims. Number one, spread salam as much as possible. Hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you will not enter Jannah until you become true believers. And you will not become true believers until you love your Muslim brother. And after that he said, shall I not inform you of a good deed? If you are to practice it, you would become a beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because you get that sifat of becoming a mu'min. And thereafter he said, afshu salama bainakum, spread the salam amongst yourselves. So amongst Muslims, in our messages, in our conversations, before we start, let us start it with salam, a change in this Ramadan, inshallah. And the next one is, it's a difficult amal, it's a difficult deed, but we have to bring it, because if we want to be amongst the accepted ones end of this month, we need to have that as a prerequisite. That is, forgive and forget those around us. Forgive and forget. As humans, people make mistakes. Humans are bound to error. All of us have committed errors. At times we have offended others. None of us could say that I have lived without committing sins. I have never done anything wrong to others. I don't owe anything to others. All of us have done that mistake. We have done mistakes. And all of us like that others should forgive us. Others should forgive us. Why don't we change that expectation? We say, as I expect others to forgive me, I am ready to forgive others. So these four deeds, inshallah, if we can bring it in this Ramadan, inshallah, within the face of these 22 days, whatever is remaining, once Eid it dawns, we would feel that we are truly happy from our heart. Not outwardly. Maybe we might be dressed in new clothing for Eid. But if Ramadan wasn't spent in the correct way as it should be, he will not enjoy that Eid. It is the mu'mins, it is the true believers who enjoy that day. Hadith says, or it is a sunnah to wear the best clothing. So you can be wearing the best clothing you have, but if you don't have that inner happiness in you, that clothing is not going to matter. It has nothing to do with the heart. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us that opportunity to bring about a change this Ramadan, a positive change, whereby which this could be a memorable Ramadan in our life, which could bring happiness, joy and prosperity to us, our family and our fellow Muslims. وآخر دعوايا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.